This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is in California visiting a section of the border wall with Mexico. The White House had touted the visit as the first for the president's new wall, though the area he is visiting is actually a replacement for a former fence that stood in the same place. Earlier, at a Border Patrol office, the president repeated his assertion there's a state of emergency at the border that needs a wall to protect the United States.
It's a colossal surge, and it's overwhelming our immigration system, and we can't let that happen. So, as I say, and this is our new statement, the system is full. Can't take you anymore.
20 states have filed suit to stop the president's emergency declaration for money for the wall, including California. That state's attorney general, Javier Becerra, said Friday the president is overstepping his authority.
It is time for us to make it clear that if you want to build something using taxpayer money, you got to get permission the way previous presidents have always done. It's not just the law. It's the Constitution.
Earlier this week, the president had threatened to close the border with Mexico, but reversed course and offered Mexico a one-year grace period. Former Vice President Joe Biden made light of recent allegations he made women uncomfortable by his physical contact when he spoke at an event laying the groundwork for a 2020 presidential bid on Friday. Biden's remarks were his first public comment since more than a half dozen women aired their complaints that he had touched them inappropriately at political events. After the speech, the former vice president said he never intended to offend anyone, male or female. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Foreign ministers of the Group of Seven Nations said Friday that they were strongly opposed to military action in Libya and implicitly warned Eastern Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar against continuing his advance on the capital, Tripoli. Foreign ministers from France, Britain, Germany, the United States, Italy, Japan, and Canada said in a statement sent amid talks in western France, "We firmly believe that there is no military solution to the Libyan conflict." The statement came as the airport near Tripoli changed hands with Haftar's forces, first saying they had captured it, and then forces loyal to the Tripoli government retaking it. The advance that began on Thursday by Haftar's Libyan National Army force, which is allied to a parallel administration based in the east, escalates a power struggle that has splintered the nation since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Thousands of Algerians whose pro-democracy movement forced out longtime President Abdelaziz Bouteflika sang and celebrated their victory Friday and demanded that other top figures leave as well. The crowd appeared to be the largest yet over seven straight Fridays of protests against a power structure that was seen as corrupt and repressive. Security was higher than usual, with roadblocks preventing buses of protesters from entering the capital. One group said they had walked 20 kilometers after their bus was stopped at a roadblock east of Algiers. It is the first protest since Bouteflika resigned this week under pressure from protesters and the army. Hiring in the United States rebounded in March with 196,000 jobs added, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Hiring was way up in March.
This is a good, solid report. I think the February report where we only had 33,000 jobs added was an anomaly, and I would expect that we'll see, 150,000 to 175,000 jobs per month added through the rest of 2019.
Gus Fauché, chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group, on signs of a slowing economy.
We are seeing slower growth, but we're not anywhere near a recession. The economy is still expanding, just at a slightly weaker pace.
So far this year, job gains have averaged 180,000 a month, though that's down from last year's average of 223,000. Shelley Antler, Washington.
And Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger is thanking his fans and his doctors after undergoing a successful medical procedure that caused the band to cancel part of the North American leg of its tour. Jagger's publicist said the procedure, reported to be heart valve surgery, went well and the singer is expected to make a full recovery. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.